God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There is a language of the Spirit, a language that is rarely comprehended by the men of this age. And the truth of the matter is that our ability to understand or decode this language is what gives man entrance into the totality of God's glory. The ancients, people like Abraham, Moses, great men of God, revered men of God, actually heard God speak, but in reality, they were not able to go beyond their natural minds, their natural understanding, to comprehend the communication of the Spirit. That is why they never entered into the promise. They went around in circles, they made many sacrifices, but they were never able to actually have a true revelation of what God's kingdom is and how to enter in and be a partaker of God's kingdom. Today the word has come. The Spirit has been given to us, and today, by the Spirit, those of us who are interested to hear can actually tap into the deep things of God and consequently be partakers of the very goods of God, of His glory and all that pertains to God. Praise God. As we go into the studio, prepare to hear a message which speaks about our great reward. There is a great reward laid up for every child of God in heaven. Let us see what the Spirit is saying to the church in this hour. God bless you. Let us grow in love. Amen.
Amen.
Let us grow in love, in harmony, in oneness.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. I thank God for what God is doing in our midst. And I can assure you that if you carry on, things will change in your life.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
You become like a magnet.
Amen.
Those things that you are falling for will begin to chase you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And with God, all things are possible. Let us remember that. Anything you do in this life, remember that all things are possible with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All things are possible with God, and we are entering into a realm where the impossible things are possible. And this is possible only when we hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible in the book of Malachi says that those that fear the Lord speak with one another. Hallelujah. And the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord. Hallelujah. And that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. Hallelujah. And I will spear them as a man speareth his son. Hallelujah. That serveth him. Then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Praise God. I just read Malachi chapter 3 from verse 16. You can write this thing down and probably refer to them later when you go home. And I want us to understand when we meet here like this today, this scripture is being fulfilled. That is, we are meeting and we are what? We are speaking with one another. We are communing with one another. Praise God. When we meet here, we don't come to talk about other people's problems. We don't come to look at the faults in other people or the weaknesses in other people. We come to discuss the mystery of the kingdom of God. Praise God. We commune with one another, eating bread. Our sister quoted a scripture from the book of Acts, chapter 2, where the people communed, the brethren, they had fellowship and they communed with one another. And as they had this communion, God increased them and blessed them. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So you see, you cannot really add anybody to the church. You can't do anything to the church. All you can do is to enter into this fellowship. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When you go with your effort as a man to bring people to church, you only bring in devils into your church. Praise God. You bring in devils, who will give you hell. That's all. And they will block your way, your view into God's kingdom. Many pastors and church workers die of heart attack. Many, in fact, the rate, the percentage is very high now. They die of sickness and heart attacks because of their congregation. Because of the goats in their congregation, devils in sheep clothing. Hallelujah. Why? Because they try to use their hands to work and do God's work, and it wouldn't work. Praise God. Hallelujah. It won't work that way. All we can do is to commune with one another. Speak to one another. When we speak to one another, a book of remembrance is written. It's almost that same book of life. Praise God. Because spontaneously we have our names inscribed in the Lord as we commune with one another. We are communing on the mystery of God. Jesus Christ says, do this in remembrance of
me.
As we are communing, you know what we are doing? We are reminding ourselves of how perfect we are. We are reminding ourselves of the way God generated us. We are reminding ourselves that we were one in Him in the beginning. There was no two. There was no Trevor. There was no Brother Collins. Praise God. There was no Sister Rachel. There was nothing like that. There was only one. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And that one created the heavens and the earth and everything that you see in it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ says, you are with me in the beginning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why when Jesus Christ stooped down to wash the feet of the disciples, they didn't understand what he was doing. He was seeing God in them. He told them, look, you people cannot understand now. Later you understand. Because Peter protested, said, no. How can you clean my feet? A sinner like me. Jesus Christ said, you can't understand now. Later you understand. Because Jesus Christ was seeing the Father in them.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. So when we speak together, we are reminding each other of our glorious selves. Hallelujah. And define ourselves in this great mystery. Hallelujah. This is the way God brings blessing to his people. Hallelujah. This is when the Lord lifts up his people. Hallelujah. Don't look at the weakness of your brother or your sister. Don't. Throw away your face from the flesh and concentrate on the truth. Praise God. Be like God who says, who told you you are naked. God is saying that he's seeing you glorious, covered in a light garment. God says, I don't see you naked. But who told you are naked? I see you the way I created you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you suffer anything, it's due to ignorance. God had no gain. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's move on. And I'm going to share something fast, very fast today, on our great reward. Hallelujah. What is our reward as brethren? What is our reward? It's very important we understand this great mystery. Hallelujah. What is the reward that every child of God should look forward to? Is it to have a man riding on a white horse, a knight in shining armor. Oh, hallelujah. Is it to have your billions in the bank account? Is it to gain the glories of this world? What is your reward? What is your reward, brethren? Hallelujah. Let us examine the word today properly. Because Jesus Christ said, great is your
reward
in what? In heaven. And what do you have in heaven? Our Father who art in
heaven.
Heaven is his
throne.
Hallelujah. You can see that God is enveloping us together and gathering us once more into himself. That's why Jesus Christ prayed. He said, Father, glorify me.
The glory I have with you from beginning.
Hallelujah, praise God. Glorify me with the glory I have with you before this world was.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ never prayed for the riches or the earthly goods of this world. Because he knew that he had the Father, he had everything. Hallelujah. When Jesus Christ said, beware of the yeast of the Pharisees, you know what the disciples thought? They were thinking of bread. Then Jesus Christ turned around and told them, oh ye of little faith, weren't you there when I turned loaves, few loaves of bread to thousands? Why should this bread be your problem? Why are you so troubled of what you will eat, what you will wear, your future? Why? All you should beware of is the yeast of the scribes and Pharisees, which is actually the lies of the devil. The lies that litter this humanity today. The yeast represents the lie. And this thing comes to contaminate that pure loaf of bread. That's why people are puffed up with their fleshy kind of minds. Hallelujah. He said, beware of the yeast of the leaven, of the Pharisees. The way of the lies, the doctrines of this age that hide the mystery of Christ in you. All you need to do to survive and to prosper is to know the secret of Christ in you and to maintain yourself in it. Hallelujah. When you do that, every other thing falls into place. Hallelujah. You don't need to pray. I don't pray to God that I want this, I want that. All I do is say, Father, thy will be done. Somebody say, man, that is the experience.
Amen. Amen.
That means you don't trust God. Somebody say, no, I can't pray that prayer. Aye. That means you don't trust your Father. Some people, you know, some people are afraid to pray that kind of prayer.
Yes.
They are afraid that what will God will be for me? Hallelujah. Amen. Will God tell me to marry that kind of a man? Hey, God forbid. Hallelujah. Amen. So let us understand the will of God for our life better. Hallelujah. Is that all of us inherit that glory of the Father. And it is now. It's not tomorrow when you die. Jesus Christ says that no one has been to heaven except the Son of Man who is in heaven. Even Jesus Christ, as he walked upon the earth here, he was walking in heaven. It's a spiritual reality. It's a dimension. Paul says that we have been raised up to sit with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In another place, Paul says that we have come to what? To Mount Zion. Did he say we are coming to? But I'm sure Paul was not on top of a mountain. You know what happens in Africa? You see many of these prayer spots, they have them on top of mountains. And you go to these white camel churches and you see them on top of mountains and they are praying and, you know, doing all that kind of stuff. It's just darkness, outer darkness. Praise God. Hallelujah. But somebody said, well, God answered my prayer there. It's your faith that answered your prayer. Are you listening? Jesus Christ said one thing. He said what? Your faith has made you whole. To him that believes, all things are possible. It's your faith that works to move things. Praise God. It's not because anybody prayed for you. Jesus Christ never said that because I prayed for you, you are healed. He never said so. He said your faith made you whole. Your ability to believe, to lay a hold. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Of that faith in you is what can make move mountains. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because in you there's a substance that is God. Last week we shared about it. To him that believes all things are possible. In every man there's a substance in him that is God. Hallelujah. And God wants to bring out that thing once more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God called Abraham out of his people, remember the calling of Abraham?
Yes.
In the book of Genesis, I know people know the scriptures. Take notes down and always go back to read these things in Genesis
12.
Chapter 12. Hallelujah. See, our sister is so good, so versed in the Bible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 12. God told Abraham, Abraham, what? Leave your country, your father's land, leave everything, and I'll show you a place to go. Oh, hallelujah. Do you know that God does not change? Does God change?
No.
God does not change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hallelujah. That same calling is the calling with which Jesus Christ called the disciples when he said, follow me. And the Bible says they left all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And it's the same calling with which he's calling us today. He says, everybody that will partake of the glory of my Father must be willing to what? Forsake all for my name's sake. Praise God.
Amen.
Now today, how do you leave your Father's house? Because God says that the promises of to Abraham will be great. Abraham will be great. Great is your reward in heaven. Great, great. Hallelujah. What is the what? How do we leave our father's house today? Does it mean I'm getting up? I'm leaving my dad's house physically? Does it mean I'm leaving Africa? How do we leave our father's house today? Our father's house, spiritually speaking, are those concepts that have formulated us, that have molded us to be what we are in the flesh. Praise God. It is our beliefs. Hallelujah. Both religious and traditional that are shaping us to be who we are as lowly human beings of the dust. Those are your mothers, your fathers. Those are the things that we must now begin to what? To leave aside. Praise God. This is the knowledge, the wisdom of this age that we have acquired. Praise God. Most of the problems we suffer as men is the things that we believe. Praise God. It's the mistaken identity that we walk in that makes us suffer what we suffer. Jesus Christ says, if you do not know that I am He, He's speaking about you. If you do not know the I in you is He, is that one, you will die in your what?
Sins.
In your sins. Praise God. That's why He's coming today to gather us back into that one. Hallelujah. Praise God. Paul says that there's one Father, one Spirit, one Lord, one God, and we are all being gathered into that one. There's only one. If you come here and you begin to see different shades and colors, that is the knowledge of good and evil. Praise God. Because God does not know you as a man. That is why he says on that day some people will try to enter in and they can't enter. He says, I don't know
you.
You can only enter into glory by recognizing or realizing that I am. Jesus Christ says, I am the resurrection. I am the life. If you, that is the only life that God knows about, there's no other life. Praise God. That is why we have to pick up our cross. Our cross means denying ourselves, leaving all that the things that have shaped us, denying our human selves, and laying a hold back on that true life that was lost in the transgression. That which the thief and the robber stole away from us.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Leave your father's house. Leave all for my name's sake. That is the message of the cross. Praise God. Abraham and these biblical figures in the Bible heard the word of God, but they didn't have a listening
ear.
All these men you see in the Old Testament, from Moses to what, all of them went around, but they never obtained the promise. The Bible says they never obtained the promise. The Bible says that the least in God's kingdom is higher than the greatest of those old days prophets. The least. Those men, why? You know why they could not enter? They did not have the ear to hear what we are saying today. That is why there is very much, much emphasis on what? On hearing the word of God. That's all. It's not about religion and clap clap and all these things we do and, you know, big, big crowd, big numbers. Those things will not take you to life, amen? Hallelujah. If it was numbers, Jesus Christ would have carried the whole multitudes on top of the mountain to show them his glory. But he took only three. Why only three? Because the other ones will not come. See, if they will ask Jesus, is that bread on top of the mountain? Why are you taking us to? Hallelujah. Don't mind earthly things. This world we are living in is what? Is passing away. Everything you see is what? Is passing away. The way you know me, the way I know you in this world is passing away. Praise God. But today we have the opportunity to enter into immortality and life. Praise God. Today we have the opportunity to enter into eternity. And Jesus Christ says, I tell you the truth. Some of you here will not die. Some of you here will not taste of death. And these are true words. Hallelujah. Because these are those who have found the secret by simply
hearing.
That's all. Go out and see the sun. The sun shines for everybody to receive. That's how God is. God is not withholding anything from any man. Just the ability to sit down and listen is all that is needed. Hallelujah. Years later, God will meet Abraham and tell Abraham, Abraham, walk before me and be perfect. Before that, he says something. I am your shield and your exceeding great reward. Can you turn quickly to the book of Genesis chapter 15? Genesis chapter 15 verse 1. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Genesis chapter 15 verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came to what?
Abraham.
To Abraham.
Abraham.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
In a vision saying, fear not, Abraham. I am thy shield and what?
Exceeding
thy exceeding great reward. Hallelujah. You know that is the message God is giving you today? God is saying, I am your
reward.
I am your shield. I am your
great reward.
Many people are not still hearing this. That's why you are still asking God. Asking. I want more. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Teach
you something.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. I want more. Give me more. Amen.
Amen.
Give me more. Hallelujah. But God said, I am your
great
reward. But Abraham, the message was not for him. Abraham never understood. Because Abraham went on to start asking for what? Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. It's quite hot here.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Holy Ghost fire.
Yes.
No, sorry. Praise God. Holy Ghost fire. You put the religion has left your body, don't come up with your body. You know, if you go to the place, you say Holy Ghost fire. Hey, I don't want to be here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So I am your exceeding great reward. Hallelujah. God has called us to inherit the glory of the Father. Praise God. In fact, later on, God tells Abraham that I have changed your name from what? From Abraham to Abraham. Because you are what? A father of
many nations.
But Jesus Christ comes on the scene and says that there is only one father.
Hallelujah.
You see the mystery here?
Yes, sir.
Jesus Christ comes and says there is only one
father.
Come no man upon the earth, father. So what was the message that was coded to Abraham? God is giving us today what? A new name, which is the name of what? Of the Father.
Hallelujah.
That's why Jesus Christ says, I go to the Father. It's an ascension into that Father state. Hallelujah. It's into God. That is our path into glory, brethren. Hallelujah. Don't look down on who you are. Don't look at what don't look at your condition as a man. Receive with meekness this free gift of God.
Hallelujah.
You see, that vision our sister saw the other day for Mary, the whirlwind of fire. Praise God. You see, it's the upward path into glory. Elijah was taking up. What Elijah was going up, he said what? Father, father. Father, father. The horseman and the chariot of Israel. That is the Father. You see, God is saying that he wants to take you up into the glory of the Father. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. When you see this thing, it's not a child's play. You have to take it and hold it tight. So when people come to this ministry, God gives them a word like that. Our sister came the first day. My wife saw a stone, a transparent stone being given to her. And if you go to the book of Revelation, it says that to him that overcomes, I will give what? A white stone with a name written on it that no man knows. That is the name of the Father. That is our gift. That's what God is giving us. It's not, this ministry is not for, we're not here to deceive anybody. Praise God, we're here to speak the truth. Hallelujah. Praise God, because if you are deceiving people, you will pay the price later, ultimately. You don't play with the things of God. You don't play with the things of God. I feel sorry for when they think they are playing games in church. They don't know what they are doing. You are only forsaking your what? Your mercy. When you do such things. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So we must understand what God is saying. He wants to give you the glory of the Father. That is our inheritance. Hallelujah. Paul says that the Father is in you all. It's through you all and what? In you all. This is a Paul that was killing Christians a few years earlier on. When Paul went about killing Christians, he saw a light from heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And he heard a voice saying, why are you persecuting me? You can't kick against the pig. But Paul said, no, I'm killing Christians. I'm killing people. I'm not touching you. But God said, that is me.
Hallelujah.
Do you see better? At times when we speak against each other, when we wound each other, when we go out to vent, hit each other, you know, we let those things. I give him back. I will show him. You don't know that you are, it's the Lord's body. Praise God. When we do this thing to one another, when you come back to your senses, always ask God. Forgive me. That's why you have the blood of Jesus. And don't do it again. Not like you say, forgive me, and the next thing you are back. Hallelujah. Amen. Because you are not looking at ordinary people, eh? You go out to the street, you see a lady on the street. Amen. Hustling on the street. Amen. And the first thing you can do is that, hey, thank God. I've not been at that kind of person. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're playing with. You have to be careful. Don't shut your mouth and humble yourself. And always pray for the best for anybody you come in contact with. Praise God. Don't criticize anybody. You don't know why the person is there. You don't know. Some people, if you go through half what some people go through, you will not stand. So you pray for grace. You don't know. So don't just serve the Lord with humility. Open your eyes to see the Father in the creation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And let me tell you, this is the way to love. Praise God. This is the way to what?
To love.
To love. When we begin to recognize each other, we can begin to what? Forgive our each other our sins and our trespasses. Because we all make mistakes. See, if I stay with that sister for 1 month, or if I stay with that sister there for 2 months, we will have some differences. It will come up. See, but if you are a mature person in the spirit, you will know how to what? To leave it aside and move on. Praise God. This is the power to love. Love is the end of it. Oneness, love is the end of the whole matter. Praise God. How lovely it is when what? Brethren dwell together in unity. Unity is not by holding, having a big church. Eh? It's a unity of the faith. Unity in Christ. When we all come to the knowledge that we are one in Him. No one is better than each other. We are all equal and we all need one another. Praise God. Exercise yourself in this knowledge, you'll be purified. Amen. Love will begin to blossom. Hallelujah. Actually, you know, I've met people who pray for me that they don't know how to love. I've prayed for sisters who come that they are always bitter. How can I forgive? I know a sister who had a problem with the husband. She called us to beg, please, that how can God, that she wants to forgive, but she can't. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
How can you do these things by light? See, when the revelation light comes, you begin to let go of these things gradually. It's not the one thing, but gradually you begin to grow into the maturity. Even Jesus Christ grew in stature and in knowledge. We grow in the stature and the knowledge of the Christ in us. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a wonderful thing, brethren. Hallelujah. Amen. Great is your reward in heaven. There's only one who inhabits heaven, and that's your Father. That's the Father God. Amen. We all came out of God and we are all going back into God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. But somebody said, well, that means I can do whatever I want. Well, that means you can suffer. Continue suffering. That's what it means. If you want to continue suffering, well, go on suffering. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you get this revelation, you are supposed to run with it. Run what? Run with it. Hallelujah. See, work out your salvation with what? With fear and trembling. Studying to show yourself approved. Do you know why you are studying to show yourself approved? Because the devil is always telling you that you are nobody, you are not perfect. But when you dig in by the Spirit, the Lord will remind you that you are perfect.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Lord will remind you you are perfect. Hallelujah. God created you in His image and in His likeness. God did not create another man. He created only one man, and that man is like
God.
And that is you. That is what is you. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's put it on to the book of Revelations. Be strong, brethren. Hallelujah. Shake the body. Hallelujah. Shake your body. Revelation chapter 3, verse 10, 12. Now, this is a promise to the church. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 3, verse 12. He that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. Praise God. And I'll write upon him my what? The name of my God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, great and precious are his promises. And the name of the what? Of the city of my God, which is the new Jerusalem, which come down from what? Out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him what? My new name. Ki vince. Sorry. Let's stop there. That's it. Italian, stop there. Let's stop there. Amen.
Amen.
You see the promise? What is the promise? Says if you overcome. And what are you overcoming? It's the lie of the devil.
Yes.
You're overcoming the lie of what? Of the devil. If you can believe and hear what the Spirit is saying and believe. Believe and be saved. If you can believe this gospel, you are saved. God wants you to believe that you are perfect. God wants you to believe that you are the Son of God. See, don't look at your bank account. Amen. At times, Jesus Christ himself also had an empty account. Amen. I myself too many times I had empty accounts. You won't believe. Amen. The other day I went to a brother to ask him for a small money, but if he just lend me small money, he laughed. I said, you know, he said, they say one foul. He said, one foul they sweat.
Nobody they see him.
Hallelujah. The guy laughed. He said, you. I said, you don't know anything. Praise God. Hallelujah. Even Jesus had the times where he was broke, physical, material. He didn't have money. But no shaking. He could get whatever he wanted. Because the Father is with me, and the Father has not left me. I am him and he is in me. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. This is the level of faith we are coming to. When you can stand upon the seas, when you see the sea, when you see the waves doing this, you take campaign, no shaking. Hallelujah. You stand upon the sea. Hallelujah. And you know, when they were afraid, the disciples thought it was a ghost. You know what Jesus Christ told them? It is I.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God. But he said, it is I. That is your great reward. That is the knowledge of the Father in you. That's the knowledge of God in you. That is your great reward. When you come to this knowledge, the Bible says that when we are no more tossed to and fro by every doctrine, every belief, every situation, but we are built up. Oh, hallelujah. Into that one man. Into that eye. Hallelujah. That is the end of the faith. Praise God. That is why in the book of Revelations, John sees the Alpha and the Omega. Now, I wrote a book on that. We're going to share that someday. The Alpha and the Omega. And when he spoke with the voice of many waters. Why did God show that vision? God was showing that one man. That man of God. That glorious man. Which is a corporate body. Many members in one. Oh, hallelujah. Many members, one body. That is the glory of God. Hallelujah. And we are in that number. We are in him. Oh, hallelujah. Great is your reward in heaven, brethren. Let us not faint. Let us not be troubled. Hallelujah. No matter what, how things may look in this outer world, let us be firm in our confession. Let us grow in this knowledge. Hallelujah. Let us grow day by day as we meet here, as we gather. Let us meditate on these things day and night. That is the bread that we are eating. You know we are eating bread now?
Yes.
The Bible says that we are one bread. One bread. That bread is the body of the Lord. And as we meet together, we are eating of that bread. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The Bible says that do this in what?
My remembrance.
What are you remembering? Are you remembering someone with a long hair?
No.
With a white garment up to here?
No.
God does not want you to remember that. God wants you to remember the glorified Christ that you are part of. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why Paul said that if I have known Jesus after the flesh, henceforth do I know him no more after the flesh. That is why in the book of Acts, you saw those two disciples were there looking into the sky. They were looking like Lukman into the sky, looking out for Jesus. And the angels came and tapped them. Come, but that's what I'm looking for. Forget. You come back home. Many people are still waiting for something to happen. But you don't know that God has already given you everything. Everything that pertains to life, to godliness, everything that pertains to divinity, everything that will make you to reign and to rule in life has already been handed over to you. God will not add another thing. The work is finished. All you can do as a child now is to what? Listen, enter into communion and hear, receive. The Spirit will be reminding you. He brings remembrance, hallelujah, of your glorious self, hallelujah. Amen. Remember the day, the Lord in the days of your youth. When you remember him, the evil days will not come. When you remember, you will know that he's your life. The Lord is my life. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Let us stand up and pray.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
As we are praying, the roads, when they want to, they put the concrete first, and after the concrete, they have to design it and the paintings. It was that one that I saw with the brush, you know. Then painting and separating it from the two ways of the cars, you know, left and right, and then you know where you pass when you overtake. That was the designing of the painting that was a bit seen in the vision that the Lord showed me. As He was showing me that vision, came the seven lampstand. That was the second vision the Lord showed me, with the sticks, the seven just coming out like that. That was what the Lord showed me this morning for our people. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. It's very important we understand these visions. Hallelujah. Amen. When God normally sees these visions, the Lord has already given me interpretation. Amen. And also you, when you carry on in these things, you will know the interpretation. They are very plain. Hallelujah. Praise God. I remember years ago when I was about to share something with her, many years, even before Samuel arrived, many years ago, the first vision she had, I was just about to share something without the Bible, and she was speaking, I had to wake up, this thing is from God. And she saw the thing I was to share. And I tell you, the golden lampstand is actually the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. It's that same vine. That vine and its what? Its branches.
Hallelujah.
See, if you look at the design of the golden lampstand, it's actually a tree, an almond tree. A gold almond tree with seven branches. Praise God. And it's always burning with fire. Those seven branches represent you and I. We are connected with the Lord. We are one with the Lord. That was the only furniture in the Bible, in the tabernacle, that God commanded Moses that it should be of one piece of gold. It should not be separate pieces joined together. God said it must be what? One piece. You must beat it out from one piece. Because we are what? We are one body, one piece, one united with the Spirit of the Lord. He that is joined to the Lord is what?
One spirit.
One spirit. We are one spirit with the Lord. It is true. It's not a joke. Amen.
Amen.
And the road is the highway into glory. Amen.
Amen.
God is taking us into glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we thank God for this. Amen. Can we clap for the Lord?
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. So we move on.